Und auf Tezayin. Hier, Mille de Shalwa, der Wein, Sofik, Moitzmi, de Vadai. So, that was the last Teretz here by this Chudo. That's called the Vadai. It says, we boy, same again, Ki Chudo, a Bartless. When it will happen more so, when Ki Menefe, Shalwa, Ki Menefe, 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 Boy Ladim Nathan Pilum Ruchapila. He went to look first of all to see what she had a miscarriage about. And him to himself was a Nathan Pilum Ladim Zorcha Nekeva, to know if it was a Zorcha or a Nekeva. So therefore it's only called the Suffolk whether it was a Nathan they were all together or not. Therefore, Minas Suffolk, Suffolk is Mitzvah de Suffolk. And he voiced the second test of the boy Yisema, Kivun the Chud the Batmas Mitzuyim Shom, in that bore, in that ditch where they threw the Nathan down, since it was Shriyach Tava. Or Chudo, the weasels come and eat there, is that considered like a Vadai guru. That's considered like a Vadai, they took away the Nephilim. See, if it's not considered like a Sof, it's called come out like a Vadai. Now the more says, Boy, my name Rav Nachman. He asked a question for Rav Nachman. Vestos the Yeraisa Oid Rabbonin. What's this halacha Vestos that we know Venetia sees three times in a row, so she has to be afraid next time she'll see that time, she has to make a Badika. Is that a Chiv mid Yeraisa? And therefore Rashi says, like Midiraisi, you have to make the Badika, and if she doesn't check herself during that vest, that time, then we say Shivade Su and she's Tamei. Or the rest before he says, a Suffolk to Midiraisa. Or the other side is, no, it's only Midirabonin. So Midirabonin, the Pshat is, you have to make a Badika. But let's say she does not make a Badika then, so then she's still Torah. As long as she makes the Badika later on, whenever she makes the Badika, it'll be alright. Midirabonin, like we do not say Shivade Su that time. That's the Shaila. So Amalu said back like this. Midyama Huna, since Huna said that Chavrayin, Mishmer the Rav, name of Rav, that Isha Shiesh Levest, Nisa has a vest. Vigiya Shaz vest, the kind of time of a vest. And Veloid Bodko, she didn't check herself that period. Olib Seif, later on, Rosso, later on, she did see Dam, Rashi says, Min Vibdika Rishonah Shabotka Atzmali Achazman. Later, the first bedikin she made, she found herself to be tamei. So halacha is that Rav says chesheshes levesis. We're talking chesheshes means that maybe she did see dam before when she had a vesis. The chesheshes l'riyosa, and also the chesheshes l'riyosa. So Rashi explains meaning that her riyah she has now. So really, she should be tamei mi'eis leis like regular isha. So therefore, if the last time the vesis was on, let's say 12 hours ago. So we'll still go bust the Riyah now to say she's Tomei Mi'es Li'es. All the Tyrus she tossed the last 24 hours should become Tomei. But let's say the last time, let's say she sees now 2 days after the Vesis. So now there's no din, Mi'es Li'es is only 1 day back. So then we say, no, we are Cheshesh Le'Vesis to say that since she did not check the time when she was supposed to see, we say like she did have a Dam then. In the Alma, we see that Rav holds, Vesis is the Eraisa. When it comes the time, the period that you're supposed to see, if she does not make a bedikah that time, we have to say that most probably she did see dam, and therefore she'll be tummy from that time. So you see, Rav holds, Vestus is derisive. And he could the army, some say no. That Ochikomle, this is what he said, Ochikomle, time of the Rosa, what's the reason why? Because they saw. Hol the Rosa, if they did not see, ain't Cheshishin. There's why do we say she's tummy now, because now the next bedikah she made, she counts herself to be tummy. Let's say she did not see. The lochra that ain't chashashim, we're not afraid to say maybe she did see. And so Alma, what do we say? They would say that Vestas is Rabbonim. That true, the day of a vest, she's supposed to check herself. But if she did not check herself, we do not say she saw. And therefore, if she made a badika later and she found herself to be Tor, we say she's still Tor. So Kitas and Machlekis, it's a Shavlis, what does Rav hold? Whether he holds Vestas is the rice of the Rabbonim. Itmar learned like this. Itmar, Isha Shiesh Levestis. An Isha has a vest kavur. She has a time every, let's say, every Rosh Chodesh she sees. The Gia Shaz Vesta came now Rosh Chodesh. And let's say she had a time even. She used to see 12 o'clock and she was 12 o'clock at noontime. She used to see. And it came now Rosh Chodesh at 12 o'clock, Veloy Bodka. She did not make a Bdika then. Or Lipsayv later on, a day later, she made a Bdika. So Amar Rav Rav says like this. Bodka Motza Temeya Temeya. If she checks herself now and finds out that she's tummy, so very good, now she's tummy. Torah, she checks herself now, a day later, and she's just this Torah, the locher is Torah, she remains Torah. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel says, no, Afilo bot komotza tarimna, she makes a bdik later and she finds out to be tor, nami tme, the loch ristu, she's tome. And what's the reason? Because writes the old Vestas is the Raisa, that he holds that the Oirech means the dam comes at the time when it's supposed to come. So since you did not check yourself at that time, we have a right to say most probably the dam did come then, and therefore she's tummy. So Chur the Gemara says, Lema, let's say the Vestas can forget the machlokes is whether this din vest that she's supposed to see is in the Raisa or only with the Rabbanim. To Masav the Raisa, and therefore since you did not make a bdika, she's tummy. Well, Masav Rav holds no, it's only with the Rabbanim. And therefore, when she makes a bdik led and she finds out that she's tor, should we say she's always tor? So, who asks the machlokes? Someone says no. Omer Rabzera says it could be the Kuliyam. Everybody agrees that Vestas the Raisa. Everybody agrees that me the Raisa, we do say that the dam came at that period if she did not make a bdika. But the chiluk is, kan shebot ko atzma kishir Vestas. Does that Rav said that she makes the bdika, she's Torah, means she made the bdika right after her vest, right after the time that she's supposed to see? She did not check herself during that time, but right afterwards she made the bdika. So Rav holds that helps, that's considered like she made the bdika, and therefore she's Torah. But Khan, that the next month Yama, Shmuel holds, Khan, she did not make the bdika right away, but she made a bdika a little bit later. So therefore, since at the time of the Vesta she did not make a bdika, and we hold Vesta as the Eraisa, so we have to be chosh, maybe the dam did come out, and therefore we'll say she's tummy. Or else Rashi says another pshat, this could be there's no machlokes. Just one is talking about when she made the bdika right away, and one is talking about when she made the bdika later on, so could be b'chal, there's no machlokes. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchokom, he says that the Vesta is chufa kviflug. You know, that's chufa machlokes. That the master of the Vesta is the Eraisa. That's what Shmuel holds that Vestas is the Raisa, and therefore since she did not make the Bdika Bisman Vesta, she's Tomei. Umasova Rav holds no. Umasova Vestas only with the Rabbanan. And therefore even though she did not make a Bdika then, but she makes the Bdika later and finds out that she's Torah, we say she's still Torah. Omer Rav Sheshi says, Ishino Kitanoi, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, that Rabbi Eleza Oimer Tomei Anida. The case where the Vestas passed by, she didn't make a bedika, we say she's Tomini, the Mashmah, she's Badi Tomei. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Tivdek. No, if this Vest passed by, know what she has to do, make a bedika now. And if she finds out that she's Torah now, that's good. So you see, we do not say she Vadi saw Dam then, but rather she remains Torah. And Vahani Tunu Adis Tanoim, Kihani Tunu Adis Tanoim. The Tanu learned like this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Tomei Nida. And Meir Taka says, when the Vest passes by, she didn't make a bdika, she's Tomei Nida. For Chomer, the Chomer say, Tivdek, the Chomer say no, that you can make a bdika later, and the bdika later would help, that we don't say for sure she saw at the time of the Vest. It's only with the Rabbanan, and therefore the din of the Rabbanan is that whenever you make a bdika and you find yourself to be, the Rabbanan said, Lechatchili, you're supposed to make a bdika true during that Zman HaVest, when you usually see. But even if you didn't make a bdika then, it would help to make a bdika later. Omer Abaye says, you should know, Afana Narmitinino, we also learn like this. Afana Narmitinino, Ditznam, we learn like this. Rabbi Meir Meir says, Im Hoysa Bamachva, let's say she was in a hiding place. Vihigia Shaz Vestas, came the time to see a vest when she's in a hiding place, when she's scared. The Goyim are coming there. And Veloy Bodka, she did not make a Bodika then. Adin is Tahira. Meir says she's Tor, even though it was the Zman of a vest, and the reason is, Shecharoda Mesleket Sadomim. Since she was scared then, she was hiding from the Goyim, from the army, so when you're scared, that takes away your dam. So the Yikah is like this. Taima, what's the reason why we say she's Torah is the Yikah Haroda? Only because she's scared. That takes away the dam. Mashmo like a Haroda, but she wouldn't be in a place that she's nervous. It'd be in a wrong, regular place, and it comes the time of the Vestas, then she'd be Tumeya. So Alma, what do we see? Vestas is the Raisa. That if she doesn't make a bdika during that time, we say that for sure she's sure dam, it should be tameya. So right there, that's Rameya Shita. I think Moshe says again, Lema, let's say, Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim, Pohon Nami Tanoi, they also argue like this. They also argue in this Machlokes. The Tani, we learn like this. Horoya dam machmas maka. Let's say Nisha has a wound inside her body, so, and it drips blood. So when she sees dam, now we have right to say it's not the dam nido. But it's a dam from the maka, the wound she has inside, and she's Torah. So it says the roya da machmas makke. It says the chiddush afilo b'tochi meni dosa. Even though it's coming out the time that usually she sees nida, means it came her vest. Still tahira. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In other words, we do not know for sure that dam nidus came out. It could be the dam she's seeing now is only the dam of the makkah. And even though the vest has passed by, vice versa is only because vest is the rabbonin. That when the rice, we don't say for sure she saw dam. So therefore, since the dam she's seeing now, we have a right to say it came from the makkah, she remained Torah. However, Rabbi says no. In yesh lo vestes, if she has the vestes, so the cheshesh is the vestes, you have to be afraid for that vestes. So the Mora says, my love, isn't it possible that they argue like this, that the mass of the vestes the Raisa, or mass of the vestes the Rabbonin? Isn't this machlekes, the one holds vestes is the Raisa, and one holds vestes is the Rabbonin? Because if you hold it's only with the Rabbonin, then Kozma, we don't know for sure, she saw, we say she's tall. Mur says no. Could be Yom Rabin Ravina says loy. It could be the Kuli Yama Vestas the Rabbonin. Both agree that really it's only with the Rabbonin Vestas. And therefore here we do not have a right to say for sure she saw Dam. Therefore she should not really be Tummy here. But so why does Rebbe say that she's Tameya? Vahocha b'mekor mekoyme tomekamiflagi. Here the Shalor is of this blood, even though it's not the Dam of Nida, it's Dam of a wound. But since it touches Homakor, it touches the womb, does the womb make that dam tummy, make it into an avatuma? And therefore, when the dam comes out, it's metamho, so it should be tummy for one day. That's the machlekes. Yeshimu gamil savar isha taira. True, the isha self is not tummy mishum nida. She's taira, it's not called dam nida came out. But the dam tummy, they cross the derech makor. But the reason why she's tummy is because the blood that came out since she touched the makor, her womb, Mela, that makes the dam into an avatuma. And therefore, she's like touching that dam, she becomes tummy for one day. So Yomel Rebbe says back, no. If you're afraid that maybe Taka, her vest came, then Ishinami Tameya. Even she herself should also be tummy for 7 days. If you're not afraid, because you tell me Vestas is the Rabbonin, you're not afraid the dam came out. If so, then Rebbe holds that Mekor, Mekoy, Maitoru, no. Just the fact that that dam touched the womb does not make the dam into an avatuma. So therefore, Rebbe says, like she's Torah. In other words, we both hold that Vestas only with the Rabbonin. So we don't say for sure she saw dam. It's only that what? That it's a shaila of this dam became tummy because it went through near the Makor. So that Rebbe says, no, the Makor is not metam of the dam. It's only dam needed as an avatuma, not this dam. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai, Rabbi Shammai says, Tzricha beizedim al kol tashmish v'tashmis. You have to have two edim for every tashmish. Means, even if they live together twice or three times that night, by each tashmish they have to check themselves. Tzricha beizedim, Rashi says, two new shmatis al kol tashmish. One before the tashmish and one right after it. And they don't have to check it out at night time, they can check it out tomorrow morning. But our korban, they have to check themselves before and afterwards. This mustam bezman the oisik and tyrus. So that's the takana. We had the mishnah before that bezman the oisik and tyrus. They have to check themselves before and after each beer. It's a good kasha. Let me tell you this: the kasha that monashek, if you don't check until the next morning, what have to do it for? So you have to say it's a late plug. That's where the rabbanu masakin. That's the takana mishum tyrus. That before a tashmish and after, you have to have the bika. But not that you have to really check it out labayla, because it's not real negay labayla. Avadim and Astam, we say she's Torah. It's only a chumra. So the chumra is mishum tyris, that you always have to have a bedika before a tashmish and afterwards. And therefore, Beshameh says, oy tashmish li yohaner, or else yo, they can have tashmish in front of the light. And the meaning that right after the, if you don't have different shmatis, so it means right after the bedika, you have to check it out and see. If you see it's Torah, then you could have another tashmish and use the same bedika over again. But if you don't want to check it over at night time, then you have to have a different shmata each time. No, it's enough to have two edim the whole night time. In other words, you have to make one bedika before the first tashmish, and then you have to make one bedika after the last tashmish, that's all. But in between you don't have to, like you're saying. Since you don't check it out anyway, so what's the purpose? Elamai just time to know for Tyrus if you tell me or not. So if it's enough, just to make one badika before and one badika later, and that's enough. Nothing more says. Tanu Rabbanu, word like this. Afal Pishom, even though we learned that Hamishamish Mitos Liohaner raised the Maguna, even though we learned that's not nice, you're not supposed to have Tashmish in front of an Ohaner, in front of the light, but Beshamir Mishami says, Srikhishneyed Makotashmish, that really the din is, you have to have two Bedikas, one before, one after every Tashmish. If you use different Shmatis. Or if you want to use the same Shmata, Tishamish Liohaner, Vashem Mishami holds you allowed to, that we only have another Shmata, but since you have to be buried the kef to each Tashmish, you have to look in the mirror to see whether it's dam or not. Well, Beisila Mesilu says no, Daya Bishneyedim Kol Lailas, enough just to make two Bedikas no night. One at the beginning, one at the end, that's enough. Tani would learn like this. So Chudam Achleika says, how did the Rabbona make this late plug? Did they make such a late plug or no? It's only a din that you have to make one in the beginning, one at the end. Mesilu holds in Beishami holds, no, it's a late plug. Every Tashmish needs its own Bedikas. Tani would learn like this. Omru lehem Beisham leBeisilu. Beisham said to Beisilu that leDevreichem, according to your words, you don't have to make one Tashmish from the beginning to the end. For leicho shema tirotip is dam kechardul. Maybe talk. Let's see. After the first bia, she did see some dam. A small piece of dam came out. The bia rishayna. For tachvenu shechvas dera, and the shechvas dera covered it up. The bia shniya. And so if you're making the bedik only at the end of the night, maybe you won't find the dam anymore, because the sheikh was there, covered it up. On this, Omalei Bisilu Bisilu says back, after the Reichim, if you're worried for that, even you Beisham, even according to your words, it should be Kasha. Leichim, you should be afraid like this. Ad Sharoik Patecha Peh. Like, weren't you afraid, like, even though the dam, or the Roik Patecha Peh, Rashi says that means, Reik Adam Pe Oisim Mokum Kleimar. Afilu Keshoisa Bedekas. Even though she makes the Bedik Lacha Tashmish, but still you should be afraid. Shema Rosa Tipat Chad. Maybe she did see some dam. But Betachven Hashem Vazera Biyosa Biya. But the husband lived with her, let out Zera. So maybe the Zera is covering up the dam. So Manashach, if you Beis Sham is afraid of this, so it shouldn't help a Bedikah either. Because you make a Bedikah, you have to Tashmish. You have to be afraid. Maybe the Hashem Vazera was covering it up. That's the same. Only Beisilu after the grave. What do you Beisham Aleichus? After Reik Patecha Peh, while the dam is still inside her, Shema Nibuk. Maybe it'll be covered up with the ship Hodok Club. But the ship was there, so it won't have to make a Bedika either. Even though you make a Bedika, you have to every Tashmish. But maybe you won't catch the dam. Or Mulhem Beisham said back, no. If he Shema Doima Nibuk Parmachas the Nibuk Shnei Pomes, a big difference whether the Shemata became dirty once or became dirty a few times. So therefore, it's good to make a bedikah after every tashmish, but to wait to make the bedikah at the end of the night, since there'll be so much zera there, that Beis Shammai holds, that's no good. You can't wait till the end to make the bedikah. That's too long. That's the machlokes. So you have to make the bedikah after each tashmish, or otherwise, because otherwise you're afraid it'll get too dirty there, or else no. But still, no, you're not afraid. L'maisa should make a bedikah at the end, and if there was any dam there, the dam would come out on the shmata. Tani will learn Amr Rabbi Shua. I like the words of Beis Shammai. The Tamidah said back to Rebbe, like how much of a machni, how much of a chumah you're putting upon us. We have to make bedikas by every tashmish. He said back to them, listen, mutav is better, sherech aleichem b'olam hazeh, I should make it harder for you in this world. You'll have a long life in olam habo. It's kedar to do this. You're doing mitzvahs to be machmir, you'll have a good olam habo. Omri Abzera says like this, Medivre Kulum Nomad, he learns both from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you learn out from here, that there is a chshash that maybe right after Tashmish, to join Tashmish, that you does see dam. There is this chshash. Therefore he says, Bal Nefesh, Lo Yivu V'Yishna. A person that wants to be a Bal Nefesh, a Machmer on himself, there should be this chumra, that if you live with your wife once that night, so not live with her again that night, because you have to be afraid, maybe she saw dam. If Malasugi, we see there is a reason to make a Bedika. Why? Because there is a chash, maybe the Tashmish caused dam to come. Therefore, Baal Nefesh, person that's Machmir, should be Machmir. That's what the Bezera holds. Even though this Chum is only for Tyrus, but even for Tyrus, you see, with the Rabbanon, though, there is a small Svara that maybe she saw dam. Therefore, there's an Indian to make Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. However, Rabbi says no. Rabbi Amar, Boil Bishrein. There's nothing wrong. Even a Baal Nefesh, there's no need to be Machmir at all. You can live with your wife twice that night. Kitan Yehila Tyrus. That thing we learned you're supposed to make Badik, because there's only a Chumra for Tyrus. But not Laban. Laban, we're not afraid. Tani Namiyochi, don't let this slow. Tani Namiyochi. That the Medvah woman just learned Le Tyrus, only for Tyrus. Avo Laban La Muteris. But Laban, she's Muteris. The one we learned you have the Chash for these Badik is only for Tyrus. But Laban, though, then she's Muteris. Now, Ubamedvam woman, they said, Shenicha Becheskas Tyrus. If you leave your wife Becheskas Tyrus, so she's still Torah. Avo Lenicha Becheskas Tamei. If you left her when she was Tamei, then Lerdo Mi Becheskas such a Tamei Torah Ani. That she always has to remain as if she's Tamei until she tells the Kilin like she went to the mikveh and she's Torah. Omar Rav Abba. Omar Rav Chiva Rashi. Omar Rav. Bot Ko Biye. Let's say she made a Badika, was a Tashmish. Vi Ovat. And then she lost it. So let's say she made this bedika after Tashmish. So Lochriz Asur Lashama, she never make another bedika. You can't live with her again. Atcha Tivdek until you make a bedika. The kids say that's the dinam the chumra of Tyrus, the mother of Tyrus, that according to Beisham at least, you can't live with her again until you make this bedika. Or Rashi learns it could even be called the Beisil. It's talking about the bedika of Nei Tashmish. So even according to Beis Hillel, if you only live with that, you made a Bedika before Tashmish. So let's say you made the Bedika, and then you lost it. So the Loch is you can't live with it until you make another Bedika. So the question is why? Mask of Lorab Elam, Elu, Isa, even if the Bedika would be here, the aid would be here. Milay Mishamshah, like the Loch, you don't have to look at it right now. You got to live with your wife, and you'll check it out tomorrow morning first. Fiyafagab de lo yodo, even though you don't know about it, you're allowed to live with her. And so Hashtanam is sending here also. Tishamish, we should say she's not have Tashmish together. Aye, she doesn't have an Abadika, so what? Omalei Rav, Rav says back, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, Zu Mechicha Kayim, Vizu Mechicha Kayim. Like that's a din de Rabbonin. The Rabbonin is that you can live with your wife, even as Mother Noeg Tyrus, as long as you made a Abadika before. So even though you don't have to check it right now, but as long as it could be checked for later even, so then the Rabbonin said it's alright. Like it's a light plug, the Rabbanu want you to make this Badika. Mainly why? For Tyrus. So as long as you made the Badika and you have it here and you can check it out later, it's good. But if you lost it, you can't have it checked out later, Hinechnami, send the Rabbanu don't want you to have Tashmish, they say you have to wait until you make another Badika first. That's called Zum Mechichas Kayim, Zum Mechichas Kayim. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara says what? Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Also, liyodim shishamish mitosa biyom. You're supposed to live with your wife by daytime when it's light. Micro, what's the pasuk? Shnem it says yoyvad yomish be lost a day. Oiled boy that he was created. The Eve was saying the day he was born like. Fiyalaylo omar horigever. The night time it says horigever means laila nitin liroyin. Night time is given to become pregnant after Tashmish. But viyoyin la nitin liroyin. But daytime is not given for that. That's Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. Yumas. So Rashi says it means Tashmish. And therefore, if you have Tashmish b'yoyim, you may bolo day b'zoyim, you may see something adov in meguna, you may see something not nice in her, and therefore, this ganolov should become disgusting in your eyes. So therefore, you should not do that, she shouldn't become disgusting to you. So that's called boizad rochiv is yumas. That's for Shlokesh posik. Something more says, Rosh Lakish, High Court of Yechonim Adorish, but what does he do with Rosh Lakish, with Yechonim's Pasik? Me boile for this Pshat, Likididorish Rabbi Chanina, Bar Popo. The Dorish Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo, Oysoy Malach, Hamamun al Aroyin, the Malach that takes care of pregnancy, Laila Shmoy, that's his name. So the Pasik says, before Yevid your other boy, via Laila Oymar Ro, Laila there means, doesn't mean nighttime. It means the Malach, that's over the pregnancy. And what does that malach do? The Pasuk teaches that the noito tipi takes this tipa, he takes the zera like, or this egg, the fertilized egg, he puts it in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yayim, and the malach says right now, tipa zu, this tipa, ma, this little drop here, ma te'aleh, what's going to be on it? The Pasuk right then, gibra is going to be strong, oichalosh a week, chocha ma tipa, smotra tipesh, Oshir Yoni, smart or poor, the rich or poor. But Vilu Rosha et Tzadik Rambam doesn't say whether it's going to be a Tzadik or a Rosha. That they don't say then. Why not Rabbi Chanina? The young Rabbi Chanina, Hakoyo b'day shemayim. Everything like comes with a shemayim. It's like ois kapasu. What you gonna be? Chutz excluded from yiras shemayim. Excluded from yiras shemayim. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'yato yisro moshe makev shomi moch kiim liyira." Hashem only asks from us to have yiras Hashem because that's what's up to us. But everything else comes with a shemayim. So let's try that pasuk. That Laila Oyma Horegeva means the Laila means the Malach says about the Roim what the kid is going to be. That's what Rosh Lakish does with the Pesach of Rabbi Yechonon. For Rabbi Yechonon, why does he learn like that? Rabbi Yechonon says in Kevin, that's beyond the Pesach, Nichtakor, the Pesach should write Gever Hoira. Should have said this word, Gever Hoira. My Hoira Gever, what's the Lashon of Hoira Gever? Says the word Laila Hoira, as if to say Laila Nitli Roim, that the night time is given to become pregnant, have beyond. The yoyim lo nitli royin. So it could be according to Rabbi Yechonon, there are two things from that pasuk. This inyan that bi should only be at night time, and also he agrees it could be that laila means the malach tells us that what the kid will be. Now Rabbi Yechonon, high kor the Rosh Lakish my dorish bay, what did he do with Rosh Lakish's pasuk of a boys with rach of yomus? Be boil on the kedachsiv, the sefer ben sira. It says what shloisha seneis Hashem is saying three things he hates, for yabo lo yahafti and four things I don't love. The fourth thing that I don't love, what is that? Sar hanagvu v'beis hamishtois. Rashi says, the means of Katam Chochon, that Ruggle goes around to eat by parties, eat by beis mishtois. For Yarmulus, some say sar hanargan. Nagan, Rashi says, that means mar bedvor, a person that talks too much. For Yarmulus, sar hanagzus, that v'yamoyshiv sheves b'mroim mekoros. Rashi says, that means you put down sheves, means you learn barabim outside in the streets like. So it's not nice, you'd be mavadah the Torah, you can't learn so good there, it's not so good. And v'yoichiz b'yam u'mashtin mayim, someone holds on to his eiver when he urinates. And then what? V'anichnas l'bayis chaver pissim, walking into your friend's house, like without knocking, without giving him a warning, going in straight, that's no good. And Om Rav Yechonon says, the chidish v'yam Rav Yechonon, v'yafil l'beis, even to your own house, you shouldn't walk in unless you knock first. Rashi says, d'il mo'avdi, maybe they're doing something b'tznias. She should always knock first. Omer Hashem ben Yechoi, Arba Dvorim, four things the Kodesh Baruch Hu Seinim, Hashem hates, V'ani, Einu Oivim, I don't love them. I wonder what he's saying. Yehanichnas Lebeis, the person becomes into his own house suddenly. V'yetz Achlemen, for sure, Lebeis Chaveroi. And V'yoyuches Bromo, Mashtemayim, somebody holds on to the Yomo, and is Mashtemayim. And also Mashtemayim, Orim, Lefei Metosim, Shash Metosim, Nei Kochai. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.